Ammon Bundy, who led an armed standoff with the federal government at a wildlife refuge, took to Facebook this past weekend. He was complaining that he failed a background check to buy a firearm. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Bundy was acquitted of federal charges over standoffs with the federal government, and it's unclear why he failed the background check. Either way, Bundy told his Facebook followers he got a call from a local supply store in Idaho a few days later that said the FBI had reversed the decision.
And so that he was informing me that we could go ahead and purchase the gun.
But the story doesn't end there. Again, according to Bundy's Facebook page.
And then they said, okay, now you have to sign this document. It was a document approving the background check, saying that I, you know, agreed to the process and that I haven't committed any crime or anything since the last time I was in. And so I wrote on the line in protest because I do not agree with any of the process.
Scott Curley of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said the form he's talking about was likely an ATF 4473, which is pretty standard. You can't get a firearm from a licensed dealer without signing it.
You have to sign the ATF 4473. It's important to remember that all the information on the ATF 4473 is a federal document, and if you falsely provide information on that document, it could subject the individual to felony charges.
The FBI had no comment for this story. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.